Welcome to your body scan meditation. Before we begin, just settling into a place where you will not be disturbed. Away from computers, phones, or any other sources of distraction. And now, coming to rest lying on your back, on a padded surface on the floor, or on your bed. Perhaps placing support under your knees or head. Your arms are alongside your body, with your palms facing the ceiling or sky. Your feet are falling away from each other, and your eyes are gently closed. If lying on your back is difficult, then perhaps sitting, lying on your side, or assuming the astronaut pose, which is lying on your back with your lower legs elevated on a chair. Whatever position that is more comfortable for you. You may even want to change your posture from time to time, which is fine as long as you are purposefully aware of what is happening in each moment. But for now, just settling into your chosen posture, getting all the wiggles out. The goal of the body scan is to tune into, connect with, and become aware of any sensations in the particular part of the body you are focusing on in any given moment. Strengthening those neural connections between the mind and the body. The goal of this body scan is not relaxation. You may begin to feel more relaxed or you may not. The goal is not to feel any different from where you are right now, just becoming aware of whatever you feel in this moment. This body scan is also your invitation to fall awake over the next 40 minutes, rather than to fall asleep, no matter how relaxed you may become. If any feelings of drowsiness arise, making a mental note of that sensation. You may find it helpful to practice with your eyes open from time to time, or elevating your forearms to maintain a sense of awakeness. This is a time for you to be by yourself and with yourself, allowing yourself time to be still. Use these instructions as best you can in monitoring your body moment by moment. Also monitoring specific emotions and thoughts as they arise, as we progress through the different sections of the body. We will be working on cultivating your ability to be aware of how you feel in each moment, keeping in mind that there is no right way or wrong way to feel as you are doing this. The way that you're feeling is simply the way that you're feeling right now. Just accepting these feelings, not judging them, and giving yourself permission to feel whatever you are already feeling, whatever it is. And then gently escorting yourself back to the breath or to the particular part of the body you are focusing on. Let's begin now by bringing your attention to your body resting here as a whole. However it is in this moment. Connecting with the sensations of your entire body, including any added parts, missing parts, scars, locations of surgical interventions. Attending to your whole, unique, individual body. Bringing your awareness to any physical sensations that are present. Perhaps feeling how the air surrounds the body and caresses the skin as it moves even subtly in the room. And now, focusing your attention on the breath, entering the body with each in-breath and leaving the body with each out-breath. You may notice your breath more vividly at the belly, which rises and expands with each in-breath and deflates with each out-breath. Or you may notice your breath more vividly at the nostrils, perhaps feeling the slightly cooler air coming in with each inhalation and the slightly warmer air coming out in the exhalation. Wherever the sensation of the breath is more vivid for you, let that be the focus of your attention right now. No need to control the breath. Just observing your body breathing you. Going with the rhythm of your own breathing. Noticing if there are times when the mind wanders or is carried away by a particular thought. And in those moments, after noticing what was on your mind, gently welcoming your attention back to the region of the body we are focusing on as the body scan unfolds. Keeping in mind that throughout this practice session, it is in the nature of the mind to wander and to think. So it is bound to happen a lot, and it is not a sign that you are doing anything wrong. Now, when you feel ready to, withdrawing your attention from the breath and shifting the focus of your attention to the left foot. Beginning with the heel as it makes contact with the surface it is resting on. Noticing any sensations of pressure of the heel on that surface, however slight. Perhaps noting the angle of the foot as you lie here, breathing. Moving upward now and focusing your attention to the bottom of the left foot. Exploring sensations in the instep, the arch, the ball of the foot. Moving upwards again to the toes of the left foot, featuring them center stage in the field of our awareness. You You may be able to differentiate between the toes. The big toe, the little toe, and the toes in between. Perhaps noticing the spaces between the toes. Bringing a gentle, interested, perhaps even playful attention to the various sensations we find here. Any sense of coolness, warmth, or moisture. Any tingling or numbness. Whatever the particular sensations are, is not important. Just feeling your toes as they are. And that may include having no sensations at all, if that is your experience. That's okay too. You may also notice whether you are experiencing these sensations or lack of sensations as pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And also being aware of any emotional reactions as they arise, whether it be aversion, impatience, boredom, sadness, or judging yourself harshly. Allowing all of these sensations to be held in awareness, moment by moment, as we lie here, without having to do anything at all. Just being present with what is unfolding. Continually coming back to the toes themselves. And now, when you're ready, shifting our attention to the top of the left foot and the ankle. From sensations of the skin on the surface, to right down into the bones and muscles of the left foot. Not so much thinking of the foot as feeling it and opening to whatever we are experiencing in this region, moment by moment and breath by breath. And when you're ready, withdrawing your attention away from the left foot now, as we go even deeper into stillness and awareness, shifting our attention to the region of the left lower leg, the shin in front, and the calf in back, on the surface and deep down inside. Opening to whatever sensations are here. Perhaps noticing the calf in contact with the surface you're lying on. Inviting your awareness to take up residence now in this region of the body. Allowing it to be as it is, however it is, as we rest here in full awareness. Accepting the feelings that we are feeling, breathing with them, moment by moment by moment. And when you're ready, allowing your attention to shift from your left lower leg to your left knee. Opening to any and all sensations, breathing with the knee as it is, sensing the kneecap, the sides of the knee, the back of the knee, any numbness, warmth or coolness. This is an area that is particularly vulnerable to pain or discomfort. If sensations of pain or discomfort arise during this body scan, in the knee or in any region of the body we focus on, keeping in mind that you always have options for addressing these sensations. You can mindfully adjust your position to a more comfortable one, or you could distract your attention from the area of discomfort to a more neutral location, such as your toes or your breath. Or you could mindfully direct the flashlight of your full attention directly onto the area of discomfort, exploring its boundaries, the quality of the sensation, the severity. Exploring it with a gentle curiosity, like you've never experienced the sensation before. Breathing right into these sensations and allowing these sensations to soften with the out-breath to the extent that it will. And then coming back to whatever region of the body we are focusing on whenever it feels wise to do so. And when you're ready, shifting your attention from the left knee to the left upper leg, the area from the knee all the way up to the groin on the inside and the hip on the outside. Feeling the entirety of this region of the body. Whatever sensations are to be felt here, moment by moment. And when you're ready, withdrawing your attention from the left upper leg and allowing your attention to move across from your left hip to the right, and then all the way down to the bottom of the right foot, sensing contact with the heel against the surface you're lying on, noticing the angle of the foot, now moving your attention across the bottom of the right foot, the instep, the arch, the ball of the foot, all the way up to the toes. The big toe, the little toe, and the toes in between. Opening up to whatever is already present here. Any feelings of coolness, of warmth or numbness. Applying a childlike curiosity to this region of the body. Now shifting the focus of our awareness to the top of the right foot, from the skin on the surface to the bones and ligaments underneath. And again, when you're ready, withdrawing your attention from the right foot and shifting your awareness to the right lower leg. Noticing perhaps the feeling of contact of the calf against the mat and back. Moving your attention forward now to the shin in front. Moving upward now and shifting our awareness to the right knee. The kneecap in front. The sides of the knee. The soft skin behind the knee. Allowing our attention to fill and bathe this region of the body. Tuning into whatever sensations are to be felt here. And once again, notice any feelings of discomfort and just accepting these feelings as they are right now in your body. Just wrapping your attention all the way around the right knee in this moment. And now, allowing your attention to shift once again away from the right knee into the region of the right upper leg. From the knee to the right hip on the outside, to the groin on the inside. Exploring any sensations at all here. Being precise as you can be in discerning these sensations, whatever they are, whether they are of heaviness or lightness or warmth. And when you're ready, breathing into the whole of the right thigh and extending the breath through the whole of the right leg down to the toes, breathing in a sense of well-being and spaciousness, and breathing out any feelings of discomfort and tension to the extent that it will. And now, withdrawing your attention from the right leg and moving now into the region of the pelvis. Aware of the hips, the groin, the genitals, the buttocks in contact with the mat or bed. This region of the body that is responsible for reproduction, filtration, elimination. Just cradling the whole of this region in your awareness. In touch with whatever sensations or lack of sensations you are experiencing in this moment. And when you're ready, shifting your attention to the back of the body. Let's begin by focusing on the lower back, the lumbar spine coming out of the sacrum, which forms part of the pelvis itself. Perhaps differentiating each vertebra in this region. Noticing here as well whether your entire back is in contact with the mat. Or if not, noticing the space there, the curvature of your back. The lower back is another region that can be particularly prone to tension, fatigue, and strain. Just breathing with whatever sensations you are aware of as you tune into the lower back. Letting whatever sensations you are experiencing be just as they are, cradling them in awareness. Letting any intense sensations be included in your awareness and invited to flow out with the out-breath to the extent that it will. Now, moving up to the region of the middle back, where the ribs begin. Sensing each vertebra of the middle back. Noticing how this region of the back feels to be in contact with the mat or bed. Exploring any sensations of tightness or fatigue. Now, moving the focus of our attention away from the middle back, moving it forward to the belly and the sides of the lower torso, right up to the bottom of the rib cage, all around. This area that is responsible for digestion, absorption, detoxification. Feeling the belly rise with each in-breath and falling back to the spine with each out-breath. In touch with any and all sensations in this region. Perhaps recognizing any thoughts or emotions that might be arising or passing away as we rest here in awareness, moment by moment. And when you're ready, allowing your awareness to move away from the belly and into the region of the upper torso, the rib cage and the chest. Sensing the chest wall and breasts, regions associated with respiration and circulation, our heart center. Perhaps noticing if you can sense your heart beating in your chest in this moment. Feeling the ribcage expanding as the lungs fill with air on each in-breath and contract back downward with each out-breath. And now, when you're ready, withdrawing your focus from the upper torso and moving over to the shoulders, which we will do both at the same time. Any sensations of tension here, or are the shoulders relaxed? If tense, breathing into the shoulders and allowing them to soften and relax on the out-breath to the extent that they will. Moving your attention down to the upper arms, the biceps and triceps. Anything to be felt here? moving down to the elbow, from the tougher skin of the elbow on the outside surface to the softer skin on the ventral surface. Moving further downward to the forearms and the wrists. Lots of tiny bones in the wrist region. Any sensations of numbness or tingling? Moving downward to the palm of the hand and the back of the hand. Any sensations of moisture, dryness, coolness, or warmth in this region? Moving downward still to the fingers, the thumbs, the forefingers, the middle fingers, the ring fingers, the little fingers. Any sensations of numbness or tingling, coolness? And now, wrapping your attention around the fingers, hands, wrists, forearms, all the way up to your shoulders in this moment. Just being present in this moment. Just experiencing yourself lying here, resting in awareness. And now, moving on to the region of the neck and throat, opening to whatever is here to be felt. This is another region where tension and stress tend to accumulate. So perhaps being aware of any tension or fatigue, as well as other sensations. Let's also explore any sensations in the throat and larynx. Any moisture, dryness, congestion. Just resting this entire region in awareness as it is, moment by moment, and breath by breath. And when you're ready, withdrawing your attention from the neck and throat as we move into the region of the head and face. Perhaps feeling the place where the back of the head is in contact with the surface you're lying on. And then focusing on the whole of your face. Another region that stores tension over the course of a day. Noticing the chin and any sensations of tension in the jaw. Your nose and sensing perhaps the breath as it moves in and out past the nostrils. Focusing on the lips and the mouth. Any sensations of dryness or moisture here? Sensing the teeth and the tongue. the roof of the mouth, exploring any sensations to be felt here. Now moving to the cheeks and the cheekbones. The ears, including an awareness of whatever sounds may be coming into the ears in this moment. The region of the eyes, the eyelids, the eyeballs. Do you see total blackness with the eyelids closed, or are there varying shades of blackness? Moving on to the eyebrows and the space between the eyebrows. The forehead, the temples. Noticing if there is any tension to be felt in this region. Becoming aware also of the entirety of the scalp and cranium. And when you're ready, returning our awareness to the whole body resting here as a whole. From the toes of the feet, right up the legs to the torso, up through the hands and the arms to the shoulders and neck and face, all the way up to the head. Letting the breath flow smoothly and easily. Allowing yourself to experience and embrace the whole of the body as we find it, right here, right now. However it is in this moment. Just resting in awareness and stillness. Accepting things as they are in this moment. Feeling complete, whole, in touch with our essential completeness. Becoming in touch with this realm of well-being, where our limitations are not confining. Being open to things just as they are. And seeing that this orientation to experience this stillness, this awareness, is itself profoundly healing. And so, as this practice comes to an end, congratulating yourself for having made the time to nurture yourself in this way. To keep befriending yourself in this way, over and over again. Letting your deep inner resources nourish your life as the tendencies of the habitual and goal-driven doing mode are recognized, held, guided, and healed by the domain of being. Also keeping in mind that this awareness is portable. It is always as close as this breath in this moment. You may begin to feel, over time, that the mindfulness you are cultivating here spills over naturally into other aspects of your day and your life. And so, resting now in awareness, in silence and in stillness, until the bells ring, allowing yourself to be in touch with whatever sensations arise within the field of the body and the field of the mind. Allowing things to be just as they already are, moment by moment, as we lie here, fully awake, fully alive, bathing in the air and in the breath, in silence, in awareness itself.